Hey, James from Ingvid. This video is going to be a little different than my normal videos. It's part of a four-part series in which we're going to look at communication in its totality or in its big form, okay? And we're going to show how speaking, reading, writing, and listening work together. So make sure you watch the other ones. They go together. And right now, I'm going to go to the board and start with our first lesson. Speaking. Ah, speaking. And look, Mr. E is here to tell you that speaking is an important part of language. We say acquisition to get language, because in order to communicate, you need to speak and to listen, right? They go together. Mr. E is telling you that speaking takes up 25 to 30% of language usage in a day. So you spend 25 to 30% of your day speaking more than, and you know, 10% for, I believe, writing, 10 to 15%, but we'll get to that. In this lesson, we're going to talk about the most important part of what I think you want to do when speaking in order to learn the most in language. Okay, and it's not speaking, it's actually questions. You want to learn to ask questions in order to improve your speaking and your communication ability. And let's go to the board to find out why. Well, most people want to speak because they want airtime. They think if they're not speaking, they're not being taken seriously, or they're not important, and it's the person who's speaking who has all the power. Yes and no. Some people are just stupid, and they talk for the sake of stupid. You don't want to be that one. When you want to speak, you want to learn something or inform people, okay? And the best way to do that is to start by questions. When we talk about, this is what we, when I say passive. For some people, speaking is your mouth is open, but no one's home. They're talking and they've got lots to say. It may not be informed. It may not be well thought out. It may not even be clear. And it's confusing for people, but they feel good because they're speaking. I want to change that. And that's kind of passive. It's just my mouth is open, I speak. I wanted to make it active. And the act of using questions is what makes it active, right? Because when you use questions, we ask open-ended questions. What does that mean? We don't say, ask questions where it says yes or no. We ask a question where the person has to speak more, or we say elaborate. And as they do that, they give us more information so we can communicate more effectively with them, right? We use questions to clarify, like, what do you mean? Connect. Did this happen to you? This happened to me, right? Show respect. Well, what does that mean to you, right? And empathy and reflect, to think about it. So by asking questions, we can have all of this, which is different than just speaking for the sake of speaking, all right? I want to talk about a book, why I chose speaking as the cornerstone for, you know, questions for the cornerstone of speaking, as opposed to just say, you can talk about this and that. I've got videos teaching you how to do small talk, how to ask questions and that. But I think it's important you have to understand the importance of questions so that you can utilize them to learn language, not just for better communication, which is what it's about. That's why you're learning a language, to communicate. But we want to do this so that we can actually get more out of our conversations and closer relations. Why is it important? Well, years ago, I stumbled on this book called Humble Inquiry by Edgar Schein. I can't remember the university he worked at, but he does, he's in the Department of Communication and Language. And he had a book, and this book was expensive because the book was tiny and it was like $40. And why would I pay $40 for like 80 pages? It's stupid. I opened the book and it was this. This is not a direct quote, but it's basically what he said. He said, by asking questions, we are asking the other person to enter a relationship of trust and respect. And I'd never thought about it that way. I always thought, especially I was teaching English, that I would speak to you, you would speak to me, and we'd just give ideas back and forth. But the underlying thing to him was, every time you have a conversation and a question is asked, you're creating a relationship. Why is it trust and respect? This is the simple part. So simple, I never got it, and most people still don't. So you're going to have an advantage over many people if you really understand this. When you ask a question, you're saying to someone, I don't know, I'm vulnerable, I'm open. You can hurt me or you can help me. That's the choice I'm giving you. It's called an offer. You go, what do you mean? Well, some people you'll ask a question like, is the library here? And they'll go, stupid. God, look, it's this library right there. What, are you blind? You can't see this library? What, are you stupid? Respect, trust, none. You just told me, never ask you a question again, because maybe my back was to it and I didn't see it. I'm new to the area. That actually happened to me once in the TTC. I live in Toronto, in Canada, and I was getting on and the streetcar had a different sign to a place I'd never been into the city. And I just asked the driver, does this go to something? And he looked at me like, not knowing whether I was from Toronto, from anywhere, like, you don't know where that is? I'm like, no, you're the driver. That's your job. I'm actually asking, and I'm from the city. And it made me think about this, where he had me lose respect for him and trust, because the way he spoke to me about it was if everybody should know, because he knows. Okay? So when you think about that, and that's why I said you'll have an advantage over others, because when someone asks you a question, instead of saying, oh, you don't see it, you'll say, yeah, I know. Sometimes it's difficult because the sign can be hidden by a tree, but the library's that way. Watch that person go, thank you very much, and they might ask you another question and engage in conversation. And remember, when we're talking about speaking, one of the best ways to learn a language is to speak with another person. Don't you think if you ask a question that creates trust and respect, they'll want to speak more with you? Yeah, so you get more conversations. People want to even help you because you showed respect to them. So I didn't just change this for no reason because it's a fancy lesson. It's something that took me a while to read from this little expensive book to understand. Conversation, or questions, more specifically, are relationship builders. And depending on how we answer a question, we're telling somebody, I reject a relationship with you in any way, or I accept and I'm open to. It's called an offer. And many people miss that because they're feeling so superior, they don't realize that they're blowing opportunities for people, right? Don't be that person. And that's why I wanted to start with this, because there's another reason you want to start with questions that will help you get more conversation. So I'm going to go here and I've got a list of five, right? When you ask a question of someone, okay, it shows something that you listen to them. You kind of have to listen to a question if you're doing, you know, if you're paying attention to the conversation. If they speak and then you speak and then they speak and you speak, it doesn't mean you literally listen to them, or, you know, you just engage, exchanging information. Or a friend of mine, Baz, used to say, you're an air exchanger. No, you're a carbon dioxide exchanger with trees. Basically, you breathe, nothing's going on, you give out carbon dioxide, trees give you air, and that's your existence. Some people do that with conversation. You say something, they say something. You say something, they say something. Nothing is learned by either person. So nothing gets deeper or no greater connection. All right? So the first thing we think is, if you're asking a question, you're showing that you listen to someone. They feel that they've been heard, yeah? Also, you're showing that not only did you hear them, you thought about what they said. You go, that's the same. I go, no, no, no. You can listen to someone and ask for clarification on a question or something, but you are also showing that I'm thinking about what you say, showing respect to them, that what you say is important enough for me to stop thinking in my head about what I want to say and actually think about the words coming out of your mouth, right? And that's what communication is, creating an understanding, and it should bring things together to make it higher than what you had before. I have my opinion, you have your opinion, and that we're joined, we're actually raising the level of communication, understanding, and intelligence in a conversation. Now, part B, why do we want to use questions when we're speaking or having conversation? This is for you. If you have a question you're asking, you're engaging a natural part of your brain. Huh? Our brains are designed to solve problems to keep us alive. Okay? By asking a question, you're trying to solve a problem, which is what the brain is designed to do. By doing that, the brain actually focuses more on what's going on in the conversation. When you're just saying things, you can just, like, I know my birthday, that I know a whole bunch of facts I can just throw out. Nothing has to go on between my two ears. But to think of a question because I'm listening to you means the part of my brain that would be normally all over the place and focuses. And that's an important thing you have to do when you're learning a language. You have to be able to focus in order to see different parts of grammar, syntax, yeah, meaning. You've got to focus. And for a lot of people, it's hard to do, right? Because they're giving information, getting information. And I don't know if I put it, I didn't put it there so I can say it to you. It's also a way to slow down the conversation. What do you mean? When I ask you a question, and I can use it because I got clarify, this is the next one here, right? Well, yeah, I'll come back to it. But when I ask you a question, I get you to slow down so I can have more control of the speed of the conversation so I can take in information at my own pace. There you go. So now let's go to B. Humble. Or sorry, C, humble. Be humble. Sorry. Okay, so C, be humble. What does that mean? Well, the book was called Humble Inquiry for a reason. Most people, listen, people are smart. I'm not saying they're not, but most people think they're smarter than they are. So it's hard for them to say, I don't know. Asking a question, you have to be humble. And humble means I'm not up here. I may know some things, but I know I'm down here and I'm here to learn. Please teach me. A lot of people don't have, aren't humble, or we say have humility. They won't ask a question because if they do, they will feel like they look stupid. They're not strong. They're not powerful. Being humble is good because it's saying I don't know something gives me the opportunity to learn something. When you're not humble, you can't do that because you have to show at all times you know something. So you cannot ask questions because, of course, it shows you don't know. Asking questions gives you the ability to be humble or have humility and gives you the opportunity to learn more information and once again, create relationships. And after all, this whole thing about you learning a language and you being here is you're trying to learn to communicate. And part of communication isn't just speaking, it's understanding. And the best way to do that is to say, I don't understand what this is, right? Ask a question, please help me. Which leads to clarify. When you ask questions, you get to really understand what somebody means instead of thinking, how do I say this? A lot of times when we speak to people, we know what they mean. What? Yeah, you know what they mean. Because in my head, this is what I think it is. That's what they mean. It's like, no, not at all. One thing I used to teach my students is know the definition of words. And they say, well, the word means that. I go, okay, know that that might be your definition of a word. And if you don't know which definition someone's using, you can actually have a complete misunderstanding of what they're saying. And that's the importance of clarification. You clarify by asking a question like, what do you mean when you say that? Because I know what I think it means, but what do you mean? Greater communication, greater understanding. Starting to see why instead of putting speaking, I put questions. Because if you're asking a question, most of the time your mouth is closed. And if you're learning language, it should be because you need to acquire it. And that's going to be another lesson on listening. Okay. But you still need information to work with. We need people to talk to us so we can ask these questions. Part E, empower. Well, you're empowering two people here, right? You empower yourself because you get knowledge, you get to learn, you get to grow, right? Asking questions involves part of your brain, and that brain, your gray matter, we go through neuroplasticity, changes as your perspective changes, as you learn. Perspective is how you see the world. As your perspective changes, because you get more information, you actually change how your brain is. Wow, just by asking questions. But you also empower the person speaking, because when you ask a question, they feel heard. They feel special because they are important enough for you to stop telling them things and to ask them things because they know something. And that is how you create relationships and communication. And this is why I really love this guy. And if you ever get the opportunity to get his book, get it. It's very small, very expensive, but worth every penny if you learn from it, right? And this is the whole thing, our communication. Now, I'm going to finish this here. But before I do, I want to, because I think I forgot my quote by Voltaire. Voltaire had something he used to say as a philosopher. He said, judge a man not by his answers, but by his questions. Because even there, with a philosopher, with a great mind, they realized the quality of the questions somebody asks are going to get quality answers. But somebody can talk and talk and talk and sound important, but there's no thought going on. Yeah? All right. So before I go, I got some tips here to help you get better questions, to get greater, better conversations, better communication. And the number one, this is from my dad, actually. Hey, Dad. My dad used to say when we were kids, if you ask questions and talk less, you don't look stupid. He literally would say, because the more your mouth is moving, the more stupid people know you are. So he said, ask questions. And he was saying ask to learn. That was his thing. But it was also, nobody knows what you don't know, right? If you don't ask, if you ask questions, you're showing I want to learn, but they don't know if, you know, if you're unaware or actually stupid. So that's to save you. Number two, ask yourself questions before you start. I wanted to put conversations, but I didn't have room. So before you start talking, because I don't mean talking. There's something called KWL method. And in the KWL method, it's know, it's what you know, what you want to know, what you want to learn, right? So you want to kind of, because most of the time you're know the conversation you're going to get into or whom you're talking to. It's your teacher, your boss, your kid. So you should start, okay, so what do I know about the situation? K. Okay, what do I want to learn, right? Because I know there's gaps in my knowledge, right? And then finally, when you finish the conversation, the next question is like, what did I learn? And by asking these questions, you're going to get more out of every conversation you have. And before I go, I just want to say this. Some of you probably know I teach karate and martial arts, and I always say to my students when we do sparring, invest in loss. And some of you go, oh, you're a loser, you. And I'm like, no, invest in loss. Put yourself in a position where you don't know or it's weak, and then find your way out, okay? So when you're investing in loss, in this case, by saying, I don't know, that's a loss. You don't know. But because of that, you can get the greatest answers to move you out of that weakness to a strong position, okay? So look, I hope you enjoyed this. Remember, it's a part of the 4 series, so look out for it. This is on speaking, and as I said, it's about 25 to 30% of your communication. And I want you to look at the other ones to see what other parts of communication should you look at, and what do you think is, you know, more important for you? Because depending on the person, some of you have mastered this already and you got it. But you might need the other ones and think, like, writing? Why is that important? Trust me, you'll find out. Anyway, it's James from Ingvid. Please subscribe and make sure you check out the other ones. And I'm going to let you know that you can go to ingvid.com to see the other lessons and see some other brilliant teachers with great lessons on grammar, listening, speaking, reading, writing, idioms, and whatnot. Have a good one.